Before we begin today, I want to share something I see happen with founders all the time. A founder will come to me and say something like, "Dawn, my business is doing well, but something feels stuck. Revenue might actually be growing. Clients might be coming in consistently. From the outside, everything looks successful, but internally, it feels like pushing uphill. Decisions take longer than they used to. Energy feels heavier than it should. The business is growing, but the founder doesn't quite feel like they're growing with it." And what's interesting is this: 9 times out of 10, the issue is not strategy. It's not marketing. It's not the offer. The real issue is something far more subtle. The founder has reached the edge of their current identity, and their brain is trying to protect them from the next level, because the next level requires becoming someone slightly different, a different way of thinking, a different way of making decisions, a different relationship with visibility, responsibility, and risk. And this is exactly where neuroscience and quantum psychology become incredibly powerful for founders. Because once you understand how your brain actually responds to growth, you stop fighting yourself and you start evolving yourself. So today, that's exactly what I want to talk about with you. Welcome back to Dawn of a New Era, The Billionaire Brain. This is the podcast for founders, leaders, and high performers who don't just want to build successful businesses. You want to build extraordinary ones, the kind that change industries, the kind that create wealth, freedom, and legacy. And today I want to talk about something that honestly most founders underestimate, or they simply don't realize is happening, because it's invisible, but it quietly shapes the trajectory of your business every single day. And that is the relationship between neuroscience, quantum psychology, and the identity of the founder who is scaling the business. Now, I know those words might sound a little bit abstract at first, maybe a little academic, but stay with me, because this conversation is actually incredibly practical. Because once you start to understand how your brain and your identity interact with your business, something quite profound happens. You realize you're not just building a business, you're building the version of yourself who can sustain that level of success. And that's a very different conversation. So let's start with something simple. Every business has a ceiling. And most founders assume that ceiling is external. Maybe it's the market, maybe it's the economy, maybe it's competition, maybe it's timing. But the deeper truth is that most businesses never grow beyond the psychological capacity of the founder. In other words, your identity quietly becomes the container for your business growth. And neuroscience explains exactly why. Because your brain is designed for one primary job, not success, not expansion, safety. Your brain wants familiarity, predictability, stability. So when your business starts expanding, when revenue grows, when visibility increases, when the responsibility becomes bigger, your brain starts asking a very simple question. Is this safe? And if your identity hasn't yet caught up with the level you're trying to scale to, your nervous system will quietly try to regulate that growth. Not dramatically and not consciously, but through small behaviors that slow things down. You might find yourself overthinking decisions that should actually be quite simple. You might procrastinate on the exact things that would move the business forward fastest. You might start micromanaging your team rather than empowering them. Or you might delay opportunities that would expand your visibility. And what's interesting is that most founders interpret those behaviors as productivity problems. But they're not productivity problems, like they're nervous system responses. And that's where neuroscience becomes incredibly powerful for founders. Because once you understand what your brain is doing, you stop judging yourself. And you start working with your brain instead of against it. Now let's bring in quantum psychology, because this is where things get really interesting. Quantum psychology asks a slightly different question. It asks, what reality are you observing? Now that might sound philosophical at first, but in practical terms, it's actually very simple. Your brain filters reality through your identity. If you see yourself as someone who is trying to grow a business, your brain will naturally notice uncertainty, challenges, risk, competition. But if you see yourself as a CEO building something category defining, your brain starts noticing something different. Opportunities, leverage, partnerships and expansion. The market hasn't changed. The economy hasn't changed. The resources available to you haven't changed. But your perception has changed, and perception drives decision making. And decision making ultimately determines revenue. Here's something most founders don't realize. Your business will only grow to the level your nervous system believes is safe. Not the level you desire, not the level you plan. The level your identity is comfortable holding. And that's a very different conversation. So if your business feels like it's plateauing right now, it might not actually be a strategy problem. It might simply be that your brain is protecting the version of you it currently knows. Just pause for a second and really think about that. Because when identity expands, capacity expands. And when capacity expands, revenue tends to follow. Now, this is why scaling is never purely strategic. It's neurological. When founders ask me questions like, how do I scale to consistent 100,000 months? Or how do I go from seven figures to eight figures? I mean, they often expect a tactical answer, a funnel, a marketing system, a new offer. And yes, those things absolutely matter, but the real shift happens before the tactics. It happens in the identity of the founder, because scaling a business requires becoming a different version of yourself, a version who can make bigger decisions, and a version who can hold bigger responsibility, a version who can think in terms of leverage rather than effort. There's actually a question I sometimes ask founders when they want to scale, and it usually stops them in their tracks. The question is this: are you trying to grow your business? Or are you becoming the person who naturally runs a bigger one? Because those are two completely different paths. One relies on effort. The other relies on evolution. And evolution always wins in the long run. Think about the difference between operating a business and leading a business. An operator focuses on activity, tasks, immediate problems, day-to-day details. But a CEO focuses on something very different: vision, direction, leverage, future possibility. And those two roles operate in completely different neurological states. And if a founder stays neurologically in operator mode, even when the business is growing, eventually they become the bottleneck, not because they aren't capable, but because their identity hasn't expanded to match the scale of the business. Now, something fascinating happens when founders shift identity. Their problems change. Early stage founders ask, how do I get clients? Scaling founders ask, how do I build systems? Seven-figure founders ask, how do I create leverage? Eight-figure founders ask, how do I build ecosystems? The market hasn't changed. The economy hasn't changed. The founder's thinking has changed. And that shift in thinking rewrites the trajectory of the business. The founders who scale the fastest are rarely the busiest. They're the ones who think differently. They build ecosystems instead of just offers. They build partnerships instead of just pipelines. They build intellectual property instead of just services. They create leverage instead of just effort. And all of that begins with identity. So if you're listening to this right now and you're in a scaling phase, maybe you're moving from multiple six figures into seven, or from seven figures into eight. I want you to pause for a moment and reflect on something. Not your strategy, not your marketing, not your team, yourself. Who do I need to become to hold the next level of this business? What decisions would that version of me make? What would she stop doing? What would she delegate? What would she simplify? And what would she believe is possible? Because when you begin acting from that identity, your brain starts wiring for that reality. And once your nervous system recognizes something as normal, scaling becomes sustainable. Before we finish today, I want to leave you with a small reflection exercise. You can do this today and it only takes a few minutes. First, ask yourself honestly, what level of success am I currently trying to reach? Just name it. Maybe it's reaching 100,000 plus months. Maybe it's seven figures. Maybe it's global expansion. Then ask yourself the second question. Who is the version of me that naturally operates at that level? How does she think? How does she make decisions? How does she show up when things feel uncertain? How does she lead her team? And finally, ask yourself this. What is one behavior that version of me would start doing immediately that I am currently delaying? Just one. Because identity shifts don't happen all at once. They happen through repeated actions, small choices that reinforce a new version of yourself. And the moment those choices become normal to your nervous system, you've already stepped into the next level. The business simply catches up. And so thank you for being here with me today on Dawn of a New Era, the Billionaire Brain. If this episode made you stop and think, share it with another founder who's building something extraordinary. Because these are the conversations that expand how we think about growth, leadership, and success. And remember, think like a millionaire, scale like a CEO, expand like an icon, and I'll see you in the next episode.